Hi, Dog Mamas. This is Dana Brigman of the Canine Coach Carolinas and a well-oiled canine. This podcast is dedicated to all things natural wellness for dogs. We'll spend time talking about nutrition, essential oils, homeopathy, and other things that you as a dog mama can implement in your own wellness journey. We also take this opportunity to remind you that this presentation is for educational purposes only. Nothing in this is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or illness. This is not intended to replace any veterinary care. You are encouraged to discuss your own medical concerns and the individual needs of your pet with your veterinarian. So now I invite you to come, sit, and stay well as you enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about a dog that was my first sort of personal case study into this notion of traditional Chinese medicine or the five element theory, and how feeding a dog, or person for that matter, selected proteins and selected fruits or vegetables can actually start to help us not only feel better, but behave better. So little Bentley, that's his name, was less than a year old. I don't remember his exact age, but I remember he came and went to puppy preschool with me. They then moved into group obedience class, and his mother was just having a ton of trouble with him. I mean, a lot of trouble with this little guy. He was defiant. He was sometimes mean, you know, sort of snappy and growly and really inappropriate for a little fluff ball of a dog. And she just could not get her wits about it to handle this little guy. And I'm going to tell you that along with a lot of other trainers back in the day, my day, I thought it was the mom's fault. I blamed the owner. And even today, I still see a lot of people, a lot of trainers, especially young trainers who are doing that. But I see a lot of long-term, very skilled trainers who have not yet opened their mind to the possibility that something else could be going on. And we'll talk more about some of those things as we do some behavior topics. But little Bentley had an issue. He was defiant, misbehaving, sometimes mean, didn't seem to learn well, and I blamed the owner. So again, he had been to puppy preschool. He had been to group class. We then started to do private one-on-one training so that I could work with the mom and her skill sets a bit more, to see this little dog in his own environment with her and try and start working on his behavioral issues through training. That didn't work. So I finally said, bring him to me for a board and train program. I wanted to live with this little guy 24 hours a day and see what was going on and if I could get it resolved. So he came to stay with me for a couple of weeks, maybe two or three, and I could not get the behavior changed. I really could not get him fully resolved. He was just a nasty little little guy, right? Bad attitude, really bad attitude. And so it was time for Bentley to go home, and I had called the mother and said, look, we're going to do our go-home lesson, and we're going to talk about things, and let's get together and do this. And I was typing up all my notes to share with her, thinking, I just don't have a good answer. There's something wrong. Maybe he has a mental disability of some sort, a learning disability. There's just something not working right in this little guy. So late one night, I'm typing up these notes, and I stopped and I sat back and I thought, what else can I try? And Wendy Volhard rang in my ear all of a sudden. I had met Wendy, seen her present at a trainer's conference a few years back. And she was the first person that introduced this notion to me of how food can make a difference in behavior. And that if we are feeding the wrong foods, we might be fueling a certain type of behavior. And it's not just aggressive behavior, y'all, right? We can fuel and feed anxiety. We can fuel and feed discontentment and sort of these depressive type behaviors, right? So I went to my notes. When I go to training workshops and all, I take a whole bunch of notes. I write down a lot of stuff. And I pulled out my notes from Wendy Volhard's presentation that day and started to reread them. In her presentation, she had made reference to something called traditional Chinese medicine and the five element theory. And in that training session, I sort of dismissed it, right? Remember I told you this was a couple years back, and for all that period of time, I really had done nothing with it. And if you're paying attention, you'll see that I'm skeptical about a lot of things, or I used to be. Now when somebody's telling me this thing, you know, these what feel like sort of woo-hoo stuff, I go research it straight away. I'm like, is there something to this? Rather than filing it away and going, I don't know about that. Anyway, I pulled out my notes. I'm reading through them, and there was sort of a checklist that I had made based on things that she had described would be associated with a dog defined as hot. So in Chinese medicine, not only are there the five elements, fire, earth, metal, water, and wood, those are the five elements, but we have this yin and yang thing, this warming or cooling constitution, it's called, or predisposition to be warmed or cooled. And I'm looking at the list of things for a hot dog: agitation, difficulty learning, grumpy behavior, you know, a lot of the thing. And I'm like, that's Bentley. That too is Bentley. And I'm like, this is Bentley's problem. So when I met with the owner, I said, look, I can't tell you a whole lot about this because I've only heard it once, but I really believe we're in this situation where Bentley has sort of this predisposition to being a hot dog fueled with sort of heat and the things that would create these attitudinal behaviors. And we also talked about what he ate, because that was one of the check boxes. Feeding dogs that are hot proteins like bison, salmon when it's not wild caught, venison, those heavy red meat, wild animal, right? Feeding them hot proteins is like throwing gasoline on the fire. And Bentley was eating a bison diet. So I suggested that she go to a holistic veterinarian. It was a 2-hour drive. She said, okay, I'm going. and she went. And the veterinarian who had studied traditional Chinese medicine confirmed what I was saying. Long story short, we changed Bentley's diet to a white fish-based diet. Now, at that time, we did not change to a fresh, raw diet for Bentley. His mother was not there yet, but she was willing to try a different protein source and to add some fresh foods into the diet. So we changed to a white fish-based kibble, and we started using treats for him or add-ins to the bowl that were things like cucumbers, blueberries, melon, watermelon, that are intentionally, well, let me rephrase that. They are intended to cool the body. So if you have a dog that is in a current constitution of heat, you have to introduce cooling elements to start bringing that body back to neutral. We're not necessarily trying to cool it completely down because that can introduce a different set of issues, right? And a dog that is constitutionally cold needs to be warmed. And so our goal really is to try and get into neutral or to balance. Within 3 days of changing Bentley's diet, it's like all the training that we had worked on for all those months suddenly turned on. Bentley knew what we were asking him to do and started behaving much better. Much better. Now, his mother still had some challenges in her dealing with a young puppy, as she was a much older woman. She was not, we'll call her above middle age, with a young dog, a young, very active dog. So there were still some gaps in the relationship and some personality variances between the two. But the transformation from the dietary change alone was astonishing to me. Astonishing to me. And so that was the first time I'm like, huh, there's something to this. Now, in those same moments, I'm reflecting back to many of the other dogs that I have trained. My own dog who had an attitudinal issue. And I'm like, huh, I wonder what would have been possible had we done things differently. And Bentley was the catalyst to me to dig into this a whole lot deeper and to start looking at sort of the development of a protocol and the things that I would then start to ask every client who brought to me a dog with any behavioral problem. I came into training now starting to look for, are there clues in behavior based on what the dog's eating, a chemical load, their skin condition, and a boatload of things, right? So I created this whole little checklist for me that worked for me to help start to understand that. And so then I even at that point said, well, okay, let's see what we can do with nutrition and essential oils and a variety of things. And I started trying them on myself. I'm like, I can't ask a client to do this if I haven't really sort of validated and learned about it. And so I started using essential oils more on myself. I started introducing essential oils far more into the board and train programs that I was doing with client permission, right? It's not like I just randomly started doing this and said, oh, surprise, right? That's not my thing. But I started to see some really powerful results. And so now I've created a whole protocol of things that works for me, right? Things that I'll discuss as a non-veterinarian with my clients about nutrition, sort of detoxifying or doing a dietary cleanse, if you will, or a supportive approach to detoxification in the body with essential oils, and then what they eat moving forward. And so when we have adopted the protocol that wraps this wellness piece around a behavioral issue, tend to see far better results, more sustainable results that don't quite take as much effort from the handler. We still have to have the guardian, the pet parent, modify their own behavior and what I call structure and leadership. We have to do all those things. We have to create engagement. We have to manage exercise. We have to manage fulfillment in the state of mind and deal with all of those things. But it is a much more whole approach to that now. I am still challenged by clients I won't say daily, but at least weekly, where I'm like, having this conversation about nutrition and wellness for a dog that has a bad attitude or anxiety or fear or whatever it may be. And the client looks at me and says, no, we just want the training. We just want to do training. And I'm like, but it's going to be better if we do that. And in fact, in some cases, I have seen where just making the dietary change alone has started to create a shift in behavior and results. So yeah, I stand by the fact that we still need training in most every case of these, because sometimes we run into now this newly learned behavior, this pattern of behavior. The dog's figured out what he can get away with or how he might manipulate the scenario. In many cases, I have seen us change behavior just because the diet changed or just because we did a cleanse of some sort or detoxification of some sort. And the dog feels better. And I can make a testament to that personally. I think I've said this. I don't remember where things are showing up now. And so that's part of why I'm trying to streamline it all. There was a point where I looked out and thought, you know, my family, the elders in my family are a bunch of unhealthy people, right? There's diabetes in my family. There's heart disease in my family. There's cancer in my family. There is a whole bunch of stuff. And while I don't have any of those things, I don't want to have any of those things, right? Don't want to have any of them. And I started trying to figure out if I don't change things, what path am I really on? And when I'm old, who's going to be there to kind of support me? Because I'm a single individual. I've been single a long time. Just me and the dogs right now, and probably will be for who knows how long. Although I met some lady the other day who said, I've been single for 20 years and she's getting married. So who knows? But I really stepped back and thought, what path am I on? And I also stepped back and thought, is this the best that I should feel? Right? Being fatigued and tired and frankly grumpy, short-fused in a lot of cases, attitudinal, if you will, some of the same words that I would use to describe some of the dogs that we often label as having aggressive behavior or an aggressive behavior. And my knees hurt. My back hurt. Had a lot of headaches. And so I would not have considered myself quote unquote unhealthy. I didn't have a disease or an ailment that was named, but I'm like, I shouldn't feel this old, this uncomfortable at this age, and if this is what I feel like now, what really is my future going to be like? So I started looking into all of this stuff a bit more. And that is where I ran down the path of getting into aromatherapy, nutrition, and doing as many things as I can to look at an animal now. Again, I can't practice medicine, but I can make some assessments and I can give you some food for thought and some things that you can research and send you to a holistic vet referral if we need to do that. But I can give guidance on, I can look at a dog and go, that dog's really got an aggressive behavior, or his red hot itchy skin, or the fact that he cowers in the back of the corner, and say, there is more to this than training is going to achieve. We have to look at what we do to help the emotion, to help the organs of the body that hold those emotions and hold those behaviors, if you will, and really start to support the well-being of the animal in such a way that the emotion and the behavior can be relieved. So I want to talk a little bit more about that later, and I'm going to drill a little deeper and tell you more about the five different elements and give you some things that you can look at and go, how does that apply to my dog? And if it does potentially apply, how can we then start to make some changes that are supportive in his diet, in the cleansing, in the detox, and in the support, the ongoing support that is needed to work through those emotions, work through those behaviors, and find the relief that's necessary. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Dana Brigman of the Canine Coach and Well-Oiled Canine. I'd love to have you be part of the team. As you are learning more about wellness and natural solutions for your own pets, please visit my website, caninecoach.dog, for a lot more information about nutrition, wellness, and behavior for your dogs. If you're interested in learning more about essential oils specifically, please visit my page, welloiledcanine.com. And we'd love to see you in our group. It's a Facebook group called Dogs Well Oiled and Well Fed. You can find it by going to the group section of Facebook, and our name is Well Oiled Canine. We look forward to seeing you there, and I would love to help you with a wellness review or any questions that you have about full hard dog nutrition or essential oils, homeopathy, or wellness for your dogs. Thank you, and have a great day.